Welcome back to part two of the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and this is the Townships at 12. And in part two of the show today, I will be speaking with photographer Linda Ruttenberg. She will be coming to North Hatley to open her exhibition titled Where the Earth Still Breathes on June 27th at 3 p.m. at the Gilly Galley Gallery just outside of North Hatley. And she will also be giving a photography workshop titled Open Your Eyes, Tapping into Your Unique Vision. I will have some health news and some music in this segment. We will start the second part of the show with a song called Shot in the Dark, and it's by music artist Cuzzy Key.
Heard a thousand times before, hung out high and dry, can't take no more. Oh, I see you trying to play with new rules. Girl, I see the way you flipping your mood. Oh, I hate to waste a night with you. I think I'm done with you now, baby. Done. Oh, I hope that you don't go. Spread your wings, cause girl, it's time to soar. Feel the wind taking over you.
Shot in the dark, please fade it, baby. Girl, we're fighting, glad with my heart. Be faded, don't you let me go. Cause on one side, you don't act like you know me. But on the other half, girl, you act like you love me. Cause it's a shot in the dark.
It's a shot, baby.
Cause it's a shot in the dark.
It's a shot, baby.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's a shot, baby.
Cause on one side you don't act like you know me. But on the other half, girl, you act like you love me. Cause it's a shot in the dark.
I'm here if you're ready. And I'll right your wrongs. I'll heal your problems. But not just for nothing. Feel so nostalgic. Like how do I love you? Key to you're not alone.
I think I'm done with you now, baby. Done. Oh, I hope that you don't go. Fly. Spread your wings, cause girl, it's time to soar. Feel the wind taking over you.
Shot in the dark, please fade it, baby. Girl, we're fighting, glad with my heart. Be faded, don't you let me go. Cause on one side you don't act like you know me. But on the other half, girl, you act like you love me. Cause it's a shot in the dark.
It's a shot, baby.
Oh, shot in the dark.
Cause it's a shot in the dark. It's a shot, baby.
Photography has the power to change the way we see the world, encouraging us to slow down, notice details, and discover beauty in unexpected places. Today, on the Townships at 12, we're speaking with acclaimed photographer Linda Ruttenberg. She has an upcoming exhibition at the Gilly Gooly Gallery just outside of North Hatley. That starts on June 27th at 3 p.m., and the exhibition is called Where the Earth Still Breathes. She also has a one-day creative experience, a workshop in North Hatley, inviting photographers of all levels to explore not only technique, but also perspective, creativity, and personal expression through the lens of a camera. The workshop is called Open Your Eyes, Tapping into Your Unique Vision. Participants will enjoy an inspiring talk, a guided photo session in a surprise location, and a relaxed group discussion of their work afterwards. Linda Ruttenberg is known for her evocative and deeply personal photographic style. And today we'll learn more about her artistic journey, her philosophy of photography, and how this workshop and exhibition encourages people to see the world in a whole new way. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome photographer Linda Ruttenberg to the Townships at 12. Now, Linda is based in Montreal, but she will be giving a workshop this summer at the Gallery Gilly Gooly, just outside of North Hatley. So welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
Your workshop is titled Open Your Eyes, Tapping into Your Unique Vision. And what does unique vision mean to you as a photographer?
Okay, first of all, I'll say that there's a big exhibition that's happening, an immersive exhibition, which is the main event. And then the first weekend into the exhibition is the photo workshop. So it's a workshop, an exhibition, and then there's a musical afternoon with a trio that I'm part of coming to play music on the third weekend as well. But the workshop itself, I've been teaching photography for well over 30 years. And these days I do a master class, which is really for people who've been playing around with photography for quite a long time and they want to do something a bit different with their work. So it's really about pushing people to their next level, to have them open their eyes and notice what's around them and also notice how they feel when they're making their photographs. What do their images mean to them?
Okay, now the exhibition, the date that it starts?
It opens June the 27th at 3:00 in the afternoon. And it's called Where the Earth Still Breathes. And it's an immersive exhibition that will take people through a garden at nighttime and also a forest.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. Okay.
I hope so.
Now, you mentioned that every photographer sees the world differently. How important is personal perspective in photography today?
Very, very important. I mean, there's so many people with phones. Many people think they're photographers, but photographers themselves differentiate themselves by their different vision and the way they see the world. So your personal perspective is really important, but it's not such an easy thing to get in touch with unless you take the time to figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm. Now, the workshop seems to focus not on just technique, but creativity and observation. Why is that so important?
Because anybody can learn about technique just from reading about what they're supposed to do on the internet, but not many people have the opportunity to study or work with someone who really asks them questions and pushes them to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Interesting. Participants will head to a surprise location in North Hatley area for a 3-hour photo session. And what role does environment play in inspiring creativity?
Very important these days. My work that you'll see in the exhibition is very much linked to my perspective on climate change these days and preserving places where we can go and be in touch with nature. So that's the whole perspective. And Margot Haroff, who is the owner of the Gilligooly Gallery, she's very involved with the Friends of Lake Massawippi and with forest conservation. So it ties very well into the exhibition and the program.
That is interesting. Can this workshop benefit beginners as well as experienced photographers?
I think so, because there's only going to be 8 people. It's a small workshop, and I will have the time to really work with everybody on an individual basis.
Okay. What are some common mistakes photographers make when they first begin trying to develop their own artistic voice?
Well, they only look at the subject, and they don't see what's behind it, or above it, or beyond it. And often we'll have pictures that have a tree or a pole or something coming out of your subject matter. And they think, well, I'll use Photoshop to get rid of it. But really, if you open your eyes and look and see, you should be noticing those things as you're taking your photograph.
Okay, that is interesting too. You'll also be holding a relaxed group critique afterward. How valuable is it for photographers to share and discuss their work with others?
I think the sense of community is very important. You look and see what other people have done, and it gives you ideas for the next time that you're going to go out. And then often we lose perspective on our own work because we're so immersed in it. So getting other people's opinions on your work is also very important.
Okay, makes sense. Now, your work is known for its strong sense of atmosphere and storytelling. What first drew you to photography as an art form?
Well, I started in the dark room. I was given a camera by my dad. There was a course that was being offered at the Sadie Bronfman Center at the time. And I just felt it was a nice way to express myself, to go off and look around me and record what I saw.
Okay.
So, and that became my life.
How old were you when you got your first camera?
I was about 15. Okay. And I did my undergraduate degree in film and music. So I headed towards the film direction first, but I decided that it wasn't really for me because we have to work in a team. And I really wanted to do my own project from start to finish. So I moved into photography, took a couple of courses, and then I went and did my undergraduate degree at Concordia in fine arts in photography, and then my master's degree.
Nice. Do you think photography changes the way we experience everyday life?
100%. You know, my whole life has been involved with looking. I love the fact that we have telephones now so that it becomes like a journal. And when I see things that I would like to return to photograph, I make images just as reminders of things that I see, but I'm always looking for pictures. And I feel like I appreciate the world in a much more precise way as a result of doing photography.
Mm-hmm. In a world where everyone takes photos with their phones every day, how do people move from simply taking pictures to creating meaningful photographs, do you think?
I think it's about intention. I know, like, in the master class that I've been teaching for at least 10 years, I give out a theme, which is very loose direction, and then people go off to try to interpret the theme in their own particular way. So I'm very big into try to find out what is your way of seeing the world, and I think that's what differentiates people from just casual people who are documenting events that are going on in their lives or their vacations. And this is more about, you know, why are you attracted to that subject matter? What are you trying to say with your pictures? And whether you use a camera or a telephone, there's no difference. It's a tool. It's more about what you're planning to say, what you're trying to express. Why did you stop and take a picture over there when everybody else has walked by it? So I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope participants leave with at the end of the day besides beautiful images? And that's for your workshop. Or what do you think people will leave at the end of the day after seeing your exhibition?
I think they'll be more aware of certain commonalities or a thread that goes through their photographs. They'll have been exposed to other people's ideas in exactly the same places. So they'll see how other people handle them and what possibilities there are. And of course, we'll discuss a lot of the images and how we might better express with our pictures what we were feeling at the time when we were walking and in this special place. I think they'll leave with a much more of an awareness of the way that they see.
Okay. Now, for someone who might feel creatively stuck, what advice would you give them?
Just take pictures. Find yourself a theme and go out and start to see what you can see. Limit yourself. Like, say, okay, today I'm only going to use a wide-angle lens, or today I'm going to look for interesting doors and pathways, or I'm going to go out in a rainy day instead of a sunny day and see what I can find to take pictures of. So I think once you do that, you start to get excited about what you're looking at, and it takes you away. Because I think people who get stuck, it's because they feel like they're repeating themselves, and therefore they can't make anything new. So they need to really get out of the rut that they're in by doing other things.
Okay. Now, the exhibition is Where the Earth Still Breathes, and that is at the Gallery Gilly Gooly.
Yes, it starts the 27th.
Saturday the 27th.
Okay. Yes. And it goes for up, it goes till the 22nd of July. So it's there for 3 weeks. The weekend following the opening is the workshop. On the weekend after that is a musical afternoon. My jazz trio will be coming down and we're going to play a concert in the afternoon, which is free and open to anybody who's interested to come.
Okay. Now, will there be a vernissage on June 27th when the exhibition opens? Okay.
Yes. From three till six.
Three
and
to six.
I will be there. The gallery's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 11 to 4. And I will be there every day.
Okay, good to know. How much is it for the workshop?
The workshop is $350.
Okay.
In order to sign up for it, they need to take my email and just send me a $100 deposit to hold their place.
Okay, and your email?
And there's only a few places left.
Okay, that's good. Your email?
Linda@LindaRutenberg.com. So that's LindaRutenberg. So Linda@LindaRutenberg.com.
Okay. Anything else that we left out that you'd like to add, Linda?
I would love, I know a lot of people in and around North Hackley, and I hope that anybody who's interested in photography will come and see the show for sure, and at least, and maybe join the workshop. I'm really looking forward to being and living in the area for a few weeks and to really explore and get to know it very well. So I hope people will participate in it.
Okay. Do you have a website where people could look at some of your photographs and learn more about you?
I do. And it's my name. It's LindaRutenberg.com.
Okay. Good to know. Well, we've been talking with Linda Rutenberg today, a photographer based in Montreal. Coming to the townships, that will be her exhibition, is in the 27th of June from 3 to 6 at the Gilly Gooly Gallery just outside of North Hatley. And she also has a workshop the following week. So thanks very much, Linda, and all the best on the exhibition and the workshop.
Thank you, Maureen.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And today we're going to be talking about jogging. With the arrival of warmer temperatures and longer daylight hours, many people are lacing up their running shoes and heading outdoors for spring jogging season. Whether you're an experienced runner or just starting out, jogging can offer tremendous benefits for both physical and mental health. Jogging is an excellent cardiovascular exercise that helps strengthen the heart, improve circulation, and boost lung function. Regular jogging can also help manage blood pressure, support healthy weight management, and improve overall energy levels. Even moderate jogging a few times a week can make a meaningful difference to long-term health. Spring jogging also provides important mental health benefits. Spending time outdoors in fresh air and natural light has been shown to help reduce stress, improve mood, and ease symptoms of anxiety and depression. Many runners say jogging helps clear their minds and provides a valuable sense of calm and focus. But health experts also remind us that after a long winter, it's important to ease back into activity gradually. Muscles, joints, and tendons may not be conditioned for sudden intense exercise. One of the most common mistakes people make in the spring is trying to do too much too quickly. Experts recommend starting slowly, warming up properly, and listening carefully to your body. Good supportive footwear is especially important to help prevent injuries to the knees, hips, feet, and lower back. Staying hydrated and stretching gently after a run can also help reduce soreness and improve recovery. For beginners, even alternating walks and light jogging can provide excellent health benefits. The goal is consistency, not perfection. And perhaps one of the nicest things about spring jogging is the opportunity to connect with nature after months indoors. The sounds of birds, budding trees, and fresh spring air can help exercise feel less like a chore and more like a pleasure. So this spring, whether it's a gentle jog through the neighborhood, a trail run, or simply a brisk walk to get started, getting outside and moving your body can be one of the healthiest ways to welcome the new season. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guests on the show today in the first half hour, Sylvie Charbonneau, past president on the board of directors for the Canadian Kidney Foundation. And in the second part of today's show, Linda Ruttenberg, photographer. She is coming to North Hatley on June 27th to open her exhibition, and she will also be giving a workshop too. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember that the Tuesday show is repeated at noon on Wednesday. It will be up on our website later today. And if you have any community announcements or an idea for an interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will close with a song by C. Blue, and the song is called Caught Me by Surprise. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Share with me your dreams, your flaws, your fears.